If you encounter this scenario, simply execute the following maneuver.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
It's not a journey. Every journey ends, but we go on.
This is the work of a lunatic.
The world turns and we turn with it. Plans disappear. Dreams take over.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying. It all sounds so crazy to me.
But wherever I go, there you are.
Why?
My luck, my fate, my fortune. Chanel number 5.
That didn't make a lick of sense. Does anyone know what that man said?
And now.
Could be a crackhead that got hold to the wrong stuff.
Come on.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Tuesday morning.
Have you seen that Brad Pitt ad yet for Chanel number 5?
I have.
What's going on? What's that? What are you doing?
Well, I haven't seen the ad. I've seen the parody. I haven't seen the ad.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can barely tell the difference between the two. It's just him just standing there just mumbling nonsense. But they probably got more plays and people talking about how crazy it is than they've paid for to air the commercial anywhere. So I guess it's worked for him.
Perfume is one of those things that always has just weirdness going in their advertising.
Yeah. I guess because maybe it's hard to describe smell, maybe.
Sure.
So they got to do something to get your attention. But, yeah, I mean, you pay Brad Pitt the big bucks, I guess you're going to get attention. But what a weird ad. All right, party people, got a big show today, but I want to start with a guy that I have been following this story. It's a local story for me, a Seattle man named Michael Hendrickson. His dream is about to come true, Kevin. He decided a couple of years ago, 3 years ago now almost, that he wanted to have Billy Idol play his birthday party.
Sweet.
He's a huge fan of 80s music, in particular Billy Idol. That's his favorite. So he decided when he turned 24 that his life wasn't going anywhere. All of his friends were getting married and moving away. He was working 3 jobs, not making a lot of money, desperately in debt, trying to figure out what he was going to do for excitement and fun. And he also thought he might be interested in a career in the entertainment industry or in event planning, public relations, something like that. So he thought, hey, I know what'll be fun, and also maybe one day will get me a job, is I'm going to start a viral campaign to try to get Billy Idol to play my birthday party. How do I go about doing that? So he set up a website first. The name of it was PlayMyBirthdayPartyBillyIdol.com. And then he tried to figure out a way to publicize that. So he started going to concerts and book signings and things like that and started to get celebrities to record videos for him to try to get Billy Idol's attention. Our friend Kevin Nealon did the first one. Said, you got to come to Seattle next October and do Michael's birthday. It's going to be awesome. Then Rick Springfield did one for him. He got a couple of the Mariners. Ron Jeremy was in town. He did that. So eventually, he started putting these stuff up online on the website, started getting some traction on Google and whatnot. Then he heard from Billy Idol's people saying, we're not going to do it, but we're glad that you're such a big fan. We, you know, good luck. Good luck and whatnot.
Good luck with whatever else you want.
So then Michael decided to start a Billy Idol cover band called Billy Idol Aid, and he started doing charity concerts to raise money for the American Red Cross and food banks and stuff like that, continuing to ask Billy Idol. Now he's really got some traction going. He's really got some attention going, and they just confirmed last week that Billy Idol is coming to town at the end of this month to play this man's birthday party.
What?
At the Showbox in Seattle, yes. So his dream has come true. They called him from Japan and said, I'm in, my band is in, we're going to be there. And now they're selling tickets for that, and it's going to be a charity thing as well. And Billy Idol's going to play this man's birthday party. So I guess the moral of the story is, sometimes you dream something, you work hard, and it comes true. It pays off.
He's still going to be 24 in a day and a loser, though.
Well, I think he's 26 now.
Okay.
But yeah. But at least he'll have hung out with Billy Idol, which is a dream of his.
And yeah, sure.
I mean, I think it's kind of a cool story because lots of people go, it would be awesome if celebrity A did thing B. But very few people actually put in the time and the effort to make it happen.
Well, very few people could probably figure out how to get from where they are to getting Billy Idol to play for their, you know, for
their birthday. But that's why this guy's kind of an inspiring story, because he was a nobody. He didn't have any kind of connections or anything like that. It was really just his own ingenuity that got it. I mean, the only way I ever get celebrities to do what I want is if I, you know, the trunk and the chloroform and the tape and the whole deal, all that stuff. Yeah, I mean, that's...
You don't want to advertise that.
I guess I shouldn't say that. But anyway, so congratulations, and very cool of Billy Idol to do something like that too, by the way. Because I'm sure it was not his most favorite idea ever.
Probably not, no. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This that's happening here is not allowed.
What's going to happen regardless? We have Adelaide Clemens, who is the star of Silent Hills Revelation 3D. Yeah, she's cute.
Yeah, yeah. That'll work. I like that sort of thing.
We have, we're going to take some phone calls from you if you are bugged by the little stuff, the insignificant, the stuff that everybody else seems to think is insignificant, like the color of ink in your pen.
Don't swear.
Bean was having to vote early because he's not going to be available on election day in 2 weeks. And they gave him a black pen. And to him, that's like poison.
You might as well put that black pen right in my eye.
Don't tempt people. But Bean's like, oh, I didn't know what I could do. I didn't know if I could vote. Because he really demands blue.
It wigs me out. Black ink wigs me out.
Now, to you and me, that's absurd.
Because you're not paying attention to what's important.
Right. But to Bean, that's very, very, very big. I don't know if you watch The Homeland. It's one of our favorite shows. We have the guy who plays Abu Nazir. His name is Navid Negabad.
He's a bad dude, man. I don't know if I want to talk to him.
He's just an actor. In real life.
I've seen some of the stuff he does, man. He's trying to blow up the world.
Well, yeah, on the TV show is what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
you don't know, man.
Donald Trump is going to release some kind of information on the president. I don't know what this story is. I do believe it's probably just Donald Trump pounding his own chest and saying, I'm proud of myself today.
Wouldn't it be unbelievable if Donald Trump, who's been the laughingstock of the world for the last few years, actually had some deep undercover investigation going on and came up with something that nobody knew about that was actually significant and actually derailed the election? Wouldn't that be amazing?
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
It would be, but he's Donald Trump.
I know.
So it's going to be nothing.
He does have the money. I mean, I remember when he sent all those people to Hawaii to get to the bottom of the birth certificate thing, and that just kind of faded away because, you know what? Wasn't anything there. But maybe this time he's got something. I'm intrigued.
Why would you think this time he's got – what that he's done has led you to believe he's got something this time?
He has resources.
So what? He's had resources his whole life.
Right, but he doesn't have to actually do any of the work. He just has to pay somebody to do the work. Maybe they came up with something.
He's Donald Trump.
I know that.
All right. We will take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat. That's next.
Tuesday morning, Ralph Garman joins us in studio with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
It's Tuesday. That means new release day.
Yeah!
It's my favorite day. Here's what you can pick up if you're so inclined. Apparently, Taylor Swift has a new CD out.
Number one in 31 countries already.
Don't care.
Satan has a lot of power. Never said Satan didn't.
A lot of people watch Oprah.
May never listen to anything else but the new Taylor Swift album.
That would make me very happy. New DVDs. Maybe you missed some of these movies in theaters. Now you can check them out. Magic Mike. With Channing Tatum, Matthew McConaughey, Matthew Bomer.
That's supposed to be funny,
Alex
right?
Alex Pettyfer. I don't know.
I didn't hear great things about it.
Soderbergh directed.
Yeah.
How bad can it be? Bean may not watch anything else, ever.
That's true.
Just him and some lotion and some tissues. Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter. You want to see our 16th president chop up vampires?
I saw that. That was pretty good.
Who doesn't? Seeking a Friend for the End of the World, starring Steve Carell and Keira Knightley. I wanted to catch this film when it was in theaters, and I missed it. So here's my chance to check it out. Take This Waltz. There was a movie called Take This Waltz.
I don't even know what that is.
And it starred Seth Rogen and Michelle Williams.
What?
Oh, yeah.
They were in a movie, and it was out, and it no one saw it. How did that happen? No one even heard about it.
Did it end up going straight to DVD or was it in theaters?
I have no idea.
I remember seeing the ads for
what
it.
That is.
Once again, I am at a loss regarding Take This Waltz starring Seth Rogen and Michelle Williams.
Sarah Silverman was in that too, if I recall.
Okay, you know more than I do about this film. I don't know anything about it.
I think you're better off, Ralph.
Crooked Arrows starring Brandon Routh. How are movies released without me knowing anything about them? Who's slipping these under the transom? Over the transom, in between, through the transom.
What's the transom?
Who's knocking down the transom and sending these movies to me?
You do pay particular attention because of this job.
That's my job, is to read every week the new movies that come out. If nothing else, I simply have to read the list of names.
We've got to sneak it past Ralph.
How do they get it? It's some sort of conspiracy. They're releasing movies secretly, so I won't find out about them. And Tyler Perry's Madea's Witness Protection. Oh, I remember that one. I can still smell that one. That one lingered. Happy Endings, the complete second season, also available on DVD. Let me tell you a little something, something. Let me give you a little taste. Let me give you a little some breadcrumbs, if you will.
Okay.
While we're talking about movies. Yesterday, I had the great pleasure and the honor to go over to Sony Pictures and sit down in one of their screening rooms over there and see a little movie called Skyfall.
Awesome. The new James Bond?
The brand new James Bond movie starring Daniel Craig as 007, celebrating 50 years of James Bond. They are releasing Skyfall on November the 9th. Let me tell you a little something about Skyfall.
Please do.
Not only by far the best of the Daniel Craig Bond movies, of the three movies that he's made, but one of the best Bond movies ever.
Really?
It's Dude. A instant classic.
Haven't there been like 20 of them or something?
There have been about 23 of them.
Wow. Fantastic.
As I watched tonight, I came out and saying, first of all, the Bond franchise, greatest franchise in movie history by far. I mean, just
biggest moneymaker of all time.
No, but nobody even close. Not that many films with the same character, yeah, with that level of quality just stretching over 50 years. Ridiculous. But it is so good. Fantastic. So much fun, and they have finally found the perfect balance, in my mind, of new, reinvented, reinvigorated, fresh elements and the classic James Bond elements. Everything is in this movie. Sam Mendes does a brilliant job directing it, and I just can't say enough good stuff about it.
How are Seth Rogen and Michelle Williams?
They are not in this film. That was Take This Waltz.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, man, I love that movie.
So, we'll so you be didn't talking, care for it.
We'll be talking more about it as it gets closer to its release.
That's still 2 weeks away?
Yes. But I did want to put it out there that good things are coming, people. Good things are coming. You don't have to worry about Tyler Perry's Madea's Witness Protection or Crooked Arrows or any film you've never heard, because Skyfall is coming to save the day.
It's too bad that Tyler Perry is going to be the new James Bond.
Ralph would kill himself.
More movie news. Seems like Bradley Cooper, Zach Galifianakis, and Ed Helms are actually buddies in real life. They are currently filming The Hangover Part 3 in Nogales, Arizona. And these guys like to pull pranks on each other. Apparently, Zach and Ed got together as the crowd had gathered to watch them film and held up a large cue card-sized sign that said, Bradley Cooper's phone number is, and gave his real cell phone number out on the placard.
That's awesome.
Cooper luckily has a good sense of humor and held up his own sign later during the shoot saying, thank you, Nogales, for everyone being so kind to them while they shot there. So it sounds like the guys are having a good time on the set. You know, who's not having a good time on the set? Liza Minnelli over there on the set of Arrested Development, where they're making new episodes of the TV series.
She's still alive?
Stop it. She is returning to reprise her role as, I forget his name. The
Sons?
Yeah, one of the Sons. The Tony Hale's character.
Yes.
Damn it.
That guy.
Anyway, she's Lucille. Lucille, right? She's coming back to reprise her role. Not happy on the set, according to the National Enquirer, because when she got to her dressing room, they had spelled her name Liza with an S instead of a Z on the door, and with E's instead of I's for Minnelli.
She hasn't earned.
She had a bit of a fit. And ordinarily, I am not one for diva-esque behavior on the set. But for Christ's sake, she's Liza Minnelli. She's been around for 80 years in show business like a star. You could get her name right. You could spell her name right. That's like the minimal you expect when you show up for a day's work when you go to your dressing room that they may have spelled your name correctly on the door.
And maybe no one is old enough to know Liza Minnelli from back in the day, but I mean, she had a huge album called Liza with a Z. Yeah. I mean, it couldn't have been more out there that's how you spell her name.
She had a song called "It's Liza with a Z, not an S but a Z. It's Liza with a Z. That's Liza." That was
Don't
one of the
lyrics. Don't waste our time with the elderly; they're dying.
I'm just saying.
And then they spell it Lisa.
Little research.
The production assistant whose job it is to put the names on the doors.
That's funny.
Look it up. Look it up.
If you'd never heard of her, you'd think they could get that right.
Right.
Just a little research.
Like, if someone just said Liza with me, yeah, I would say, well, it doesn't sound like an S because that would make it Lisa, so it must be spelled differently, so I should investigate.
Right. I love it.
Also good news from the set of Arrested Development. Carl Weathers is returning as Tobias' acting coach. So it seems like they're bringing just everybody back who was ever on that show for the upcoming episodes. I can't wait. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ryan Reynolds. He's your Green Lantern, you know. He's also married to somebody. I can't remember who it is right now. But oh, that's right. Blake Lively.
Yeah.
Ryan Reynolds, my nemesis.
He doesn't bug me like he bugs you.
He's fine. All I know is I had more lines in Ted than he did. That's all I know. Look who they gave the lines to. They could have given lines to Ryan Reynolds, could have given lines to Ralph Garman. Who did they choose to give lines to? 36 years old today. Another one of my TED co-stars celebrates a birthday today, Jessica Stroop.
Oh.
She turns 26 years old today. TV host Kat Dealey, So You Think You Can Dance. She is 36 years old. Robert Trujillo of Talica is 48 years old. Sam Raimi, the man who gave us the original three Spider-Man movies, 53 years old today. Nancy Grace, TV host and legal commentator. What a bitch. She's 54 years old.
She's a horrible person.
Dwight Yoakam? You know Dwight Yoakam.
Sure.
Guitars and Cadillacs.
Country music.
Hillbilly music. He was also in the Jason Statham films. Crank.
I don't even know what that is.
You saw Crank.
I did, yes.
Yeah. Ang Lee, the director, is 58 years old today. Pele, soccer legend Pele. This is just for Kevin.
Thanks.
Pele, Kevin. Pele celebrates his birthday today. Soccer legend Pele.
Right.
He's one of those guys who would kick that thing, the spotted ball around soccer. on that lawn.
Yeah.
Pele. Very popular. Pele.
Right.
Celebrates his birthday today. He's 71 years old today. And I gave one to Kevin. I guess I got to give one.
You don't have to.
I guess I do. Weirdo guy.
Weirdo. He's going to play this music regardless.
Yeah. He's 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is K-Rock Q. Hey, wait. I thought that was over.
It's the remix. The remix.
There's an alarming amount of banjo on that Mumford & Sons song, isn't there?
That's correct.
Just so much banjo.
It's heavy banjo.
It is a lot of banjo.
They do not skimp on the banjo.
It is picking and grinning. That's what that is.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show here on a Tuesday. How about we rock things up with some Queens of the Stone Age coming up next of Monsters and Men and the Dirty Heads all this hour here on K-Rock.
We're going to rock things up, are
yes.
we?
Yes, we are. Compared to the Mumford, yeah, we're okay. Rocking things up.
Time for the Afro Line, 323-520-AFRO, the phone number 24 hours a day if you'd like to leave us a message on any topic. This apparently is an Omar fan. He's talking about Lisa, but you'll hear at the end what he loves about Omar.
It's my understanding that Lisa May studied martial arts. Was it Taekwondo? Yeah!
Nice. By the way, we got to get Omar in here later. We got to find out what's going on with this feud that's happening. Do you see that the people that are coming after Omar?
I've not seen that, no.
They're trying to get Omar to apologize for being mean to Rebecca Black like a year ago. They started a petition or something. I don't know what the details are. We may even have to have them on, but apparently they are furious that he was mean to their little friend Rebecca Black.
Just now, or they just now heard
just
it?
Just now. I guess they just now heard about it. But, man, they're all up in his grill on Twitter. I'll tell you that.
Love it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O. Yeah.
Well done, right?
Nice.
Didn't see it coming.
Took a run.
Anything can be Omarized.
The guy is dedicated. Here's a dude who really is just taking stock of his life, and he doesn't like what he sees.
I just got a new car that has the Bluetooth feature on it, and so the first people I decided to call was you guys. God, I need a girlfriend.
Sorry, sir.
Yes, you do.
Wait, Jimmy Kimmel has a TV show? When did that happen?
Just this past February. It's brand new.
Jingle bells, beer mug spells, Lisa Pete's man. Kevin is punching drunk and Bean's got Asperger's in his head. Oh, fire beer mug.
I can agree with part of that.
The rallying cry.
Dude.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yes.
You're a douche.
Wow.
Right, but for what? Like but for what? I need some more details.
I'm just a little bit tired of the old kids' nursery rhymes, so I'm kind of updating them, making them a little bit more modern, because, you know, Mary Had a Little Lamb, that story goes nowhere. Right. Let me just show you what I mean. Kevin has a problem with alcohol, problem with alcohol, problem with alcohol. Kevin has a problem with alcohol, and when he's drunk, he'll let you do him in the...
Come on now.
I did not know that.
I don't have to be drunk. I mean, crazy lady.
We actually have a mental retard institute with room for three. Michelle, Maxine, and Gail Holtzman.
Crazy lady impression.
Paper Adam Sandler was not able to break into my house
because my German Shepherd barked at him. Also, the light bulb in the eye socket does not light up when turning on the switch.
I don't know what's happening.
Crazy Lady is the best, and the people love her, so they keep doing impressions. Here she is again.
I don't have any jewels.
Okay, thanks for that update. She's kind of becoming a sensation, so I figured maybe a remix was in order of Crazy Afro Lady. We can't figure out if she's real. We can't figure out most of the time what she's talking about. She calls out of the blue. I was asking Omar yesterday. She did call in for weeks before we ever put her on the air, which makes me think she's real.
Yeah, yeah. So yeah, because there's no payoff for her at first.
So I made a remix of all calls, some of my favorite calls from Crazy Afro Lady, and I present that for you now.
I need the world to know that Barack Obama has been stalking me for several years and will not leave me alone. Dr. Cohen just requested that I be murdered and provided the propofol used in the Michael Jackson murder. Janet Jackson is a whore. Well, if you think I'm shifting my loyalties from Charles Manson to Paul McCartney, I'm not. Gwen Stefani is referring to Regina Rosenblatt. Hey, Regina.
Lunatics are dead, nurses are tired. They've taken it over, barricaded themselves inside it. The lunatics now run the asylum. Lunatics now run the asylum. Lunatics are dead, nurses are tired. They've taken it over, barricated themselves inside it. Lunatics now run the asylum.
Margaret Starr is not my mother, and she is rich. Have a blast.
Have a blast.
Dr. Cohen is going to f*** me big time, so he is now being taken to a police station. Does his office need to be notified? Dr. Cohen is threatening the care of my teeth.
I said the lunatics now run the asylum.
Have a blast.
Doctors are dead, nurses are tired. They've taken it over, barricaded themselves inside. The lunatics now run the asylum.
It is difficult to commit murder while in jail. We are not
murder.
Zombies are dead, but they haven't crossed over anywhere. So they're just a shell. No brain. They have to be directed every step of the way.
Zombies?
The public masturbation has got to stop. Don't you agree? Maria's Italian Kitchen left me a burglary blanket on a fire hydrant. I did not touch it. Barack Obama is on his way to see Kim Kardashian, and when he gets there, they will both be asked to leave. I'm as mentally stable as they come.
Barack
Obama.
Doctors are dead, nurses are tired. They've taken it over, barricaded themselves inside it. The lunatics now run the asylum. I said the lunatics now run the asylum. Doctors are dead, nurses are tired. They've taken it over, barricated themselves inside it. The lunatics now run the asylum.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
End of mess.
Rob Scott, the showbiz beat coming up later this half hour. Then we'll talk to Naveed Nagabandabahamaha. He is Abu Nazir on the Homeland Show. I don't think I got his last name right.
I don't think so either.
Got a half hour to work on that. That's all coming up here on K-Rock. First, though, how about a brand new Citizen of the Day?
And now it's time for you to meet Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
First one, hard to believe, comes out of Florida.
What? Florida? Nothing wacky ever happens in Florida, Kevin.
A teenager is recovering after police say he shot himself in the penis and testicle while cleaning a gun he just bought. 18-year-old Michael Smariglio first lied to police saying that somebody shot him while he was walking down the street, but then they said, really? And he said, I shot myself in the penis.
Yeah!
Bullet went through the penis and left testicle, then lodged itself in his thigh.
Look,
he shot himself three times with one bullet.
Yeah, I know that sucks, but at some point, you never stop laughing about the time you shot yourself in the junk, right?
I would think so, yeah. He told police he bought the gun last month at a party. I'm not going to the right kind of parties. You can buy weapons. So police showed up, and they searched the house that he was in, and they found marijuana, and Joseph Lamar James, who owned the house, is now being brought up on drug charges.
Wow. So everything went wrong. The way they woke up that morning was this was not how they expected the day to end.
Yes. And the message here is do not shoot yourself in the balls in a friend's house because that's bogus that he gets busted for weed as well.
Absolutely. That's an important takeaway from today's show.
A Texas woman is accused of faking her own abduction because she wanted more attention and a day off from work. A day off from work.
Okay.
Police say a San Antonio lady, Sheila Bailey Eubank, 48 years old, was tied up by rope in the back seat of her car. She told authorities an unidentified man kidnapped her at knife point as she drove up to an ATM. Well, it turns out ATMs have cameras on them, and they just went back to the camera, and she was perfectly fine. She withdrew money to buy lottery tickets.
And then tied herself up.
Tied herself up so she could get a day off work and she could get a little bit of attention. And she got
fantastic.
It, and that's not exactly what she wanted. Syracuse police say 28-year-old Arthur Bundridge of East Syracuse went into a bank at about 9 a.m. and demanded $20,000. Now, I don't know about bank robbers, but do they usually just demand or just say, give me what you got?
Same.
He had a number.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Rather than just give me everything,
right.
He had a specific number.
I want $20,000. The teller initially refused but ended up giving him some money. He went back home, counted it, found out that it wasn't $20,000.
They shorted him?
And went back.
How'd that go?
The bank was closed. Police were everywhere. He got arrested. He wanted to come back and make sure that he got money.
Well, don't rip him off.
They owed him. They owed him money.
Absolutely.
And finally, for the citizen of the day, Vicky and John, we've been talking about this extreme cheapskates a lot because this show on, I believe it's TLC, this couple lives in Idaho, and they were talking about what they do to come up with Christmas gifts. Say they want to give someone a fur. Real fur is too expensive. So they're another one of these families that lives on roadkill.
Oh, wow.
And they're in a van, and they've got their kids in the van, and they're all driving around just looking for roadkill for any number of things.
If I have a project that requires real fur and I was to go out and buy that fur from the store, it's exorbitantly priced. So
here we go for roadkill. Here we go.
Eat me.
Here we go for roadkill.
Furs are expensive.
By the way, the whole family singing, here we go for roadkill, here we go. Little something.
But if you can find it along the road, it can be a lot cheaper.
Something's fluffy.
It's a fox.
It's kind of weird to go find animals on the side of the road that probably have bugs in them.
My mission was to find good roadkill on the road. And if it's fresh, fresh, fresh and good, I'm a butcher. I have no problem whatsoever eating something that's fresh and good. Well, our last find was off on the side road.
The other roadkill that we found was a bunny.
Looks pretty fresh.
It looks pretty cute.
The pelt was still good. The legs were still good. And so that was quite a find. She'll make something out of it. Maybe she'll make me a wallet one of these times.
Maybe she'll make me a wallet one of these times.
I'm hanging out with the wrong people.
Yes, you are, as a matter of fact.
Now you know, Kevin and Bean's Citizen of the Day.
Now, Kevin reviews last night's third and final presidential debate. What'd you think last night, Kevin?
A lot of words, not a lot said.
You actually watched some of it?
I watched like 20 minutes of it.
You're Kevin.
Man, do they both talk a lot.
Did you accidentally come across that channel looking for Monday Night Football?
Yeah, I did. Maybe I should watch a little of it. And they don't say anything.
Well,
they
talk
a lot, but they don't say anything.
The election is 2 weeks from today.
It can't
kids.
Come soon enough.
2 weeks from today, it's almost over. There's a little something in politics called the October surprise. You familiar with that expression, the October surprise? That's when one candidate's people come out with something so damaging to the other candidate that they can't recover in time for the election, and it changes who wins. And that apparently, it's what's going to happen. Get ready for President Mitt Romney, because if Donald Trump has his way, he's got information that is going to sway this election. In fact, I think we have him on tape talking to Fox News yesterday, right?
We do. This is he talking about Fox News, and he's promising a blockbuster.
I have something very, very big concerning the President of the United States.
Give us a hint.
I won't do that.
Just a little hint.
I won't do that, but I will talk to you probably on Wednesday. That's probably when I'm going to announce what I'm going to announce, and it's going to be very big. I know one thing, you will cover it in a very big fashion.
Well, will it change the election?
Possibly.
Wow.
Is it personal, or is it have to do with how he governs?
It's all in one, everything. It's very big.
Okay, so
bigger than anybody would know.
Whatever with Donald Trump.
Hey, you don't know, man.
Hey, I know that Donald Trump blows everything out of proportion.
How dare you? Donald Trump joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hi, Mr. Trump.
Bigger than anybody would know.
Right, you just said that on the
and I'm saying
Fox,
it again.
Fox News.
Biggest news ever in the history of presidential campaigns. It is going to be, talk about your October surprises. Surprise!
All right, Mr. Trump, you famously, for a year or more, have been talking about the president's birth certificate. You sent a team that you paid for with your own money to go to Hawaii to research it. Doesn't sound like you came up with anything new on it. If you have, you haven't told
us. Oh, didn't I?
What's happening? Is the announcement tomorrow about whether the president was born in America or not?
This information that I got.
Yes.
Was a byproduct of that investigation.
It was, okay.
Yes. I've had a team of investigators looking into the President of the United States for years. And now I have information so big that it will possibly change the election, and it's very big, and it's bigger than anybody would know.
All right, but just let us clarify. This has nothing to do with his birth certificate, right? I mean, you're not going to come out and say he wasn't born here. If that's the announcement, we've heard it.
That's not the announcement.
All right.
This information did come out of that,
but it's
not the announcement.
Okay. What can you tell us about it?
Well, I was going to save this for Wednesday.
Oh.
But since you guys have been so good to me over the years, you've often said that I'm the greatest businessman in the history of business in America.
You've said that with us on the phone.
You've often said that The Apprentice and Celebrity Apprentice are the best television shows, the highest rated shows ever in the history of broadcast television.
We never said that.
You've allowed me to say those things about myself.
Right.
And so I'd say the least I could do is give you guys the information.
So you're going to give us a scoop right now. This is the October surprise
this
right now.
Scoop is going to be covered by every major news outlet. So get your people ready.
Okay, we're ready.
Get Ale Glass or whoever that is working for you. Get everybody on your team ready to field the phone calls that are going to come in when the press is asking you about the scoop that you got regarding information about the President of the United States.
Talk about a lot of words without saying anything. What's the goddamn information, Mr. Trump?
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
This could possibly change the election. And in my opinion, it's bigger than you could ever know.
Right. You said that.
We're standing by.
We're ready now for the really big information.
I've done the research.
Here's Donald Trump.
We have the documentation.
We are all ears awaiting the announcement.
Barack Obama is half black. His father was black.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, do they?
Yes. Yes. The president has talked about it many times.
That's why everyone thought he was born in Kenya. That's what the whole birth certificate thing. Come on now.
It's in his books. It's in his official White House biography. Of course, his mother is white. His father is black. We've always known that.
Okay, but, all right, so you knew that.
Right.
Knew that.
Okay.
Yes.
That's not much of an October surprise.
I have a whole dossier here of information that my investigators got about the president.
Okay.
Maybe you knew that one.
Yeah.
All right, we did.
The president of the United States of America.
Yes.
Smoked cigarettes.
Right. We knew that.
He's talked about how tough it was to quit.
Yes.
Yeah.
He inhaled.
That's been out there. He's admitted to that.
He smoked marijuana, too, in college. He's already admitted that as well.
What? So he smoked marijuana?
Yes, you can skip
that. I gotta write that down.
No, it's already common knowledge.
We already know all of that, Mr. Trump. What do you have that's new that we don't know?
All right. Are you ready?
Yes,
we are very much ready.
Obama, spelled backwards, is a mabo.
That's not a thing.
A mabo.
That doesn't mean anything.
A mabo.
What does that mean? Why is that significant?
We're working on that. I think it might be a message to someone somewhere.
Okay.
Hey, Barack Obama, the President of the United States, killed a dude.
What are you talking about?
He killed someone. How about that? How's that for a bombshell?
Are you talking about being the commander-in-chief while the Navy SEALs killed Osama bin Laden?
Yes.
Well, of course
he killed a guy.
I think pretty much everyone was in favor of that. And it's common knowledge.
His initials are B.O.
Okay.
Melly.
Okay.
Melly.
Thank you, Donald
B-O.
Trump. All right. Up to your Donald Trump make his big announcement.
Yeah, that is
not very impressive.
That's an earth shaker right there. His initials are B.O. though.
B-O.
You got to consider that before you get into a ballot.
Isn't his dog named Bo, too?
I think so.
B.O. Bo.
Whole family stinks.
He's a dog.
It's a message.
Barack Obama is secretly a dog.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
6:55 here on the Kevin and Bean Show, Tuesday morning. Ralph joins us. Time for another look at the showbiz beat.
I, for one, not only as a member of the staff of the Kevin and Bean Show, but as a fan of the Kevin and Bean Show, I, for one, am disappointed, nay, depressed.
About what?
About the lack of Halloween spooks on the Kevin and Bean Show, quite frankly.
Well,
here we are. What is it, the 23rd of
It's a week from tomorrow.
October?
It's Halloween.
23rd of October. We're deep, deep, deep inside October.
Yeah.
We are.
I mean, the
Christmas
TV commercials.
We are pleasuring October within an inch of October's life.
Christmas TV commercials are already on the air. That's how close we are to October.
And I can count on less than three fingers how many times I've heard Halloween spooks so far this year.
You're right. Look,
that would make it two. That would make it twice. Or once.
I have to tell you that Kevin kind of beat it out of me a little bit.
Yes!
With his disdain for it, a little bit.
Yes! Well, then you maybe, sir, should relinquish the reins of Halloween spooks.
Yeah, give them to me. Give me
not
the reins.
Not only am I disappointed, but I'm getting emails and phone calls and tweets from many of the listeners who
I am too
are like myself, shattered.
There's plenty
by the lack of Halloween spooks because listen, I understand we don't play it in November. I understand if we don't play it in September. But October to be just a smattering of October.
There's
of
plenty
spooks.
Of good Halloween music.
This well, is first the of all, worst, there isn't.
This is the worst
this
of
or
all
Mash,
of them.
That's all we've got.
This is the worst of all of
and
them.
And I am dismayed, disheartened, disgusted. Other words that begin with dis.
I will work it in for you next hour.
Just saying.
I will work it in for you next hour. Your plea has been heard.
All right. The reason I have so much Halloween spooks in the four... thought is because the LACMA Halloween Ball is right around the corner.
Ah.
The 9th annual LACMA Muse Costume Ball. It's going to be on Halloween night. Now, LACMA, for those of you who don't know, is the L.A. County Museum of Art, and they always do an amazing gala costume ball. Last year, I believe it was inspired by the works of Tim Burton. So I remember seeing photos there of people who dressed up, and they had some remarkable Alice in Wonderland costumes and Beetlejuice. People came dressed in the theme. Other people just attended in costume. But they always provide not just a great party, but you get to see some very cool stuff. This year, it's inspired by the work of legendary filmmaker Stanley Kubrick, who is one of my favorites. If you enjoyed The Shining or Eyes Wide Shut, 2001 A Space Odyssey, A Clockwork Orange, I mean, this guy did some remarkable work. And if you go to the party, you will not only be able to enjoy yourself with the festivities, but you'll see set models, props, costumes, scripts, all from Kubrick's distinguished career. If you'd like to go, I have got one pair of passes to give away right now. 1-800-520-1067. First person to get through at that number will score a pair of passes. Drink tickets, parking. The event is 21 and over, please. So if you're going to call in, make sure you're over 21 years old. This should be quite the bash, and I'm envious of whoever wins this package. Should be a great night.
Sounds cool.
All right. Let's talk about showbiz news. Little Hand in the news for a lot of reasons. Kevin just tweeted, by the way, and if I may add, linked a story to his tweet perfectly.
What?
I know.
First
I don't
try?
Know. I don't know. I don't know how many shots he took at it.
One.
The one that I read, I clicked on the link and I actually went to where Kevin wanted me to go. Which is
Kevin, did you hire Linus to do your tweeting for
I
you?
Did
or
not.
What?
A little bit of a miracle.
Did that myself.
It was Lindsay live tweeting during the debates, which makes for wildly entertaining reading if you haven't checked it out over in the Huffington Post. But also newsworthy is the fact that she is trying to get a restraining order against her father, who famously last Friday showed up at the steps of her Beverly Hills home trying to stage an intervention. Michael is reportedly trying to get a court-approved conservatorship.
Oh, wouldn't he love that just to be Lindsay. Right in the spot?
He doesn't want to control her money, but he would like to have some say-so regarding her personal behavior because he is concerned about her drinking and drugging. At least that's what Michael says. Michael calls her mom, Dina, a bad influence, by the way, on her
I
own
believe
daughter.
That, too.
I do believe that as well. So now Lindsay apparently is trying to get a protection order against dear old dad to keep him at arm's length so he can no longer worm his way into her life. You have to get a restraining order against your own father. That's just tragic.
That whole family is tragic.
Lindsay, by the way, has got some good news this week. She is off the hook as far as those hit-and-run charges outside a New York City hotel are concerned. After viewing the footage of Lindsay's car turning the corner, the Manhattan DA said restaurant worker Jose Rodriguez is charged that her car sideswiped him and nailed him in the knee. did not hold up, and there will be no charges filed against Lindsay regarding that alleged accident. So
she must be thrilled.
She must be thrilled. Yeah, she's off the hook on that one. I looked at that footage. It's like when the refs go under the hood.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't see that she didn't hit his knee, but you can't really see that she did either.
What was the calling on the ground?
I think the calling on the ground was fumble, and it was overturned, so we'll have to wait and see. Samuel L. Jackson, while we're talking about sports, one of the toughest guys in Hollywood, got a legendary persona on the screen of being intimidating.
Sure.
You know, he spent his college days?
No.
As a cheerleader.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He was on the cheerleading
Samuel
squad.
Samuel Jackson?
Yeah.
What?
Give me an F. Give me a U. You see him out there on the sidelines?
That's what? All of his cheers.
Yeah. He said that it wasn't really for team spirit.
What a turnaround.
But ego. He said he couldn't wait to visit other schools and show off for the females in the stands. And apparently he met his wife, LaTanya, during a road trip to Spelman College. That's where they first hooked up, so congratulations.
That's not
I've
possible.
Heard that. I've heard that about male cheerleaders, that you get all kinds of
That's what male cheerleaders
ladies.
Tell you so that you don't
because
look down your nose
of all,
at
you're
them.
You're on the staff. You're buddies with all the smoking hot chicks
right.
that are in the dance squad and the female cheerleaders.
Uh-huh.
And then you get to travel on the road, and then you get to meet the other team's cheerleaders, too.
And then you get to grow up and be the president of the United States, like male cheerleader George W. Bush.
See? There you go.
He was, too?
Sure was.
If Bean says it, I say it's probably
What's
true.
What's happening?
By the way, I'm losing money here.
Why?
Because every time I come in with this the giveaway for the LACMA Halloween Bowl,
yeah.
I put a little money on the over-under, what Bean's going to say, whether he's LACMA intolerant or not. And so for 2 days in a row,
wow.
I'm losing money over here.
You can't count
on Bean to be cheesy and horrible.
No,
what can you count on in this world?
Let him self-edit. It rarely happens.
But not when I got money on the line.
Well, maybe
I thought of it, but I looked at the clock and I didn't want to eat up too much of your time because we already talked about Halloween spook. So I thought I'd save it for another time. I'm not going to let you down, though. It'll be there. Don't worry.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jessica Stroop from 90210 and the film Ted is 26 years old today. Another person who had a little cameo in Ted, Ryan Reynolds. Green Lantern, of course, another...
Hey, spoiler alert!
...is 36 years old. Kat Deely from So You Think You Can Dance also turns 36 today. Robert Trujillo of Metallica is 48 years old. Sam Raimi's 53. Nancy Grace turns 54. Dwight Yoakam, country singer and actor, is 56. Ang Lee, director who gave us Brokeback Mountain. Maybe we should play...
Nope. No time. Look, we're really late.
Kevin and Bean's Brokeback Mountain.
Naveed Negabon ready to go.
Trailer when we get a chance later today.
He's
58. Pele, the soccer legend, is 71. And that's all the birthdays I see for today.
Excuse me, I think it's one more. I think you're leaving one significant name off the list.
I'm Ralph Garman, and I watch the Showbiz Beat.
But love that madness from Muse. Kevin, what's the best show on TV?
Homeland.
Hells yeah, Homeland, and it's not just us saying it. It also won the Emmys recently for Best Drama on Television. We could not be more excited to welcome actor Naveed Negabon on the phone with us right now. He is Abu Nazir on the program. How are you, sir? Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me here.
Absolutely. It is our pleasure. What was that like for you guys toiling away on your little Showtime program to then win the big Emmy prizes this year?
Oh, it was awesome. It was fantastic. I mean, what's better than being a newcomer and getting so much attention? That was fantastic.
Yeah, best drama, best actor, and best actress, if I recall correctly that night. And it's interesting because with your character, Abu Nazir, you only pretty much have done scenes with Damian Lewis in terms of the main cast. You don't get to work with a lot of the other actors on your own show, right?
Yes, you can say so.
Yes, so far.
That's great. And see, the thing is that the team is a very it's like a family because everybody knows what they got, and what I like about it is that it's very family oriented. Everybody and everybody is there, and everybody is taking care of each other. So it's good to be part of it.
Sure, certainly. And the one wonderful thing about your character is in many ways you're the centerpiece of the whole show. So even episodes where you don't appear or are only in it for a few minutes, you're never very far from our mind because everybody else on the screen is trying to figure out how to get to you.
Yes, everybody's talking about me. I'm grateful to the writers and creators.
I watched the episode where they tried to take you out, tried to assassinate you, and you got out of a Jeep, and then you looked at your phone, and then you got back in, and I thought, I could do that.
Yes, I have very good coverage on my cell phone.
Yes, and apparently apparently a text can get out from the Pentagon too, which was a surprise to me. Tell us a little bit about you, Mr. Negabon, about your how long have you been in America? You were born in Iran, correct?
Yes.
And when did you come to the United States?
Gosh, I left Iran in 85. I went to Germany and I started working in Germany. Then I moved here in 93, and it took me a while to get back into the business. And I moved to LA in 2000.
We read an article about you. I'm sorry, did you have another follow-up?
Well, it was just my follow-up was, I guess that coincided very well with a lot of plot lines on United States television after 9/11, where somebody like you might come in handy, somebody who could play the kind of heavy villain like you do. And that's how you ended up on all the NCISs and the Criminal Minds and the Units and all those kinds of shows, right?
Yes. It was a good opportunity just to be out there. And my background and what I was bringing into the characters because of my where I was born, it was very helpful.
Now, for those of you who don't watch Homeland, Abu Nazir is the main terrorist, and he is actually able to turn a Marine who's been tortured in overseas for quite some 8 years, I think it is, and have him teach his son English, and then they get hit by a drone strike, and now he's an operative. But the question I have for you is, playing that kind of a terrorist mastermind, we did see an interview with you where it can be difficult to get through airports because you're from Iran, you look like you're from Iran, and you play a terrorist, the main terrorist, on a very high-profile show. That has to be tiring, I would imagine.
It is, and it's very – trust me, it is very fun. I mean, being out there, especially because you know that you have nothing to hide, so you're standing there and everybody's looking at you. It's like that they've seen your picture somewhere, but they don't know where they have seen you.
They recognize you.
And no one walks up to you and saying that, to say that, oh, I guess we went to high school together. No, that's not the case.
But that's got to get old, doesn't it? I mean, everybody eyeing you, and the TSA probably pulls you out of line more than most people.
Yes, and what can I say? I mean, every time that it happens, it just adds a little bit to the character.
Right, exactly.
No, I'm serious. It's a character study. I mean, you're sitting there, you're standing there, and you put yourself in that situation and say, okay, you think I'm a boo? Let me be a boo.
What was it like when you heard the news that President Obama named Homeland as his favorite television show?
I'm still waiting for my invitation.
Ah, yes, exactly. Well, this close to the election, he is not going to be seen shaking hands with Abu Nazir. I'm sorry.
I know, but trust me, Abu Nazir has lots of followers. You never know.
Yes, exactly. We couldn't be bigger fans of the show, and I have to tell you that season two has just been proceeding at a breakneck pace. Everything that happens that you go, well, they're going to stretch this out for 4 or 5 episodes like most shows do. Man, they don't. They just pull the string, and you are on to the next thing. It has been an unbelievable season so far.
Thank you so much. Oh, my gosh. I saw the Sunday show, episode 4. I know what's happening after that. I know what's going on. And I was jumping out of my seat.
Tell us what's going on.
Let me tell you what's happening.
Okay.
It's going to be the end of my career.
Yeah.
I have to tell you guys, I love your show.
Oh, thank you.
Every time that I'm in the car, I listen to it, and you're fantastic. I'm so honored.
Well, you have bad taste, but we love your TV show.
So we couldn't be happier for the success of you and also of your program. It is Homeland. It's on Showtime. It's not too late to jump on board for this season. Of course, you can always pick up season 1. It's available on demand. It's available on Netflix and iTunes and everywhere else. And it really is the best thing on television. Couldn't be happier to talk to you, Navid. Thanks so much for the time today, sir.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Adelaide Clemens joins us in studio next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. She, the star of the very scary-looking Silent Hill Revelation 3D. That is all coming up right now,
Doesn't
though,
it sound like she should be a school marm from the 1800s?
Adelaide Clemens, yeah.
Well, I'm going down to visit Adelaide Clemens. I heard her husband passed away, and she needs help bringing in the back 40.
Maybe her parents are trying to bring Adelaide back. Yeah, I don't know. She's young and popular and hot, so beautiful. I would imagine that the name's going to come back because of her.
I like it. Bean, tell us about your voting and why you were...
I'm having flashbacks. Why you were unable. Hear the word.
Why Bean was unable to vote early.
Listen, let's have a little preface here by saying a lot of people think we pick on Bean, and it's all for show, and oh, you guys, you make up those wacky things about Bean. This really happened.
I had the opportunity to vote on Saturday. I don't live in one of those states like yours where they still vote like the 1700s. We have to go someplace and stand in line and go into a little ballot box. So we don't have that in my state. You vote by mail the way that the good Lord intended.
Beside the point, sir. Please get to the point.
So I'm sitting down to fill out my ballot, and I see something. I see something so terrifying that I break out into a cold sweat, because right there in plain letters at the beginning of the ballot, before you start making your choices for all the various candidates and issues, I see these words: must be filled out in black ink only. Well, you can imagine the terror, because now what do? Now I clearly can't vote. I'd rather not vote than have to use black ink.
You know what you do? You pick up a black pen and you fill it out.
Now, listeners, I ask you, do we make fun of him for no reason?
This is real, people.
Black ink, it really does – it chills me. It's so uncomfortable. I hate it so much.
What is wrong with you? Please tell me.
Look, we've talked about this in the past, and I'm certainly not the only one, by the way.
No, there are other crazy people.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You know what? There are institutions filled with people like you, Bean. That is hardly a defense when you say, well, I'm not the only person who speaks to invisible aliens and wears a tinfoil hat. No, you're not. But you know what? That doesn't make it okay.
See, the difference is, while some people might have a preference, let's say my wife likes to write in pink pen. She has pink. She uses it all the time. If she has to vote and there's a black pen, you know what she does? She picks it up and she writes in black
and
ink.
And it doesn't stop her for
right.
a millisecond.
She doesn't even have to think about it. But right. you, unless you're exaggerating.
I'm not exaggerating, because it's not just a preference. It's that it really does give me the heebie-jeebies to write in black ink.
Can't recognize that that's just effed up.
I don't know what it is. I don't know what caused it.
Do you recognize that it's effed up? Do you think to yourself, wow, there's something wrong with it?
I got a problem. That's effed up that I can't use a black pen.
It's not ideal. It's not the best thing that ever happened to me. But I will tell you, though, that I understand the intent of the request for black ink is because they don't want somebody to fill out their ballot in pink and then have it not be read by the machine. I understand that they're looking for dark. Seems to me that blue would work just as well as black, though.
No, it doesn't. They want black because there's a standard, and I'm sure they've got computers or whatever that just are set up to read black ink.
But the issue is not that you don't like it. The issue is that you really had a hard time voting.
It was horrible.
And he's been here before, and for every time we make fun of Bean on the air, 17 things happen off the air. He's been here, and he'll go, well, someone will toss him a pen, and he'll go, no, it's not blue.
How many times have we been at a live event where he's in a panic because he needs to write something, and no one has a blue pen available?
I don't know why.
A black pen. No, I can't use black.
I don't know. I can't. My dad gives me heebie-jeebies.
Guys, I'm not trying to be difficult.
By the way, who's still using the word heebie-jeebies?
Good question.
But I do have a physical reaction to it. I mean, it really does almost literally turn my stomach to have to use a black pen. And I'm not making it up. I'm not exaggerating. I'm just telling you, it just wigs me out.
All right.
And I can't explain it. I don't know why it is that, but it just is.
That's madness.
We would like to take calls from you, Beans people. I know that
you're
out there.
There are plenty of people like me.
There are. We've done this topic before, and they've called. If something that everyone else considers just meaningless minutia, it's just black ink, you just pick it up and write, and you don't even think about it, let alone have an inner dialogue about it.
That the ink color could be a roadblock for you.
Right.
That would be a speed bump is... I can't imagine how exhausting it must be to be you.
You might as well say that it's the same to kill a guy or let him live, Ralph.
Right, that's what you equate it to.
You might as well say that.
Which is absurd.
It's not that at all.
So we're looking for you if you are really bugged by something that is completely insignificant to everyone else.
Remember last time we did this topic, and it's maybe been a couple of years, we had that lady who called in who always got into fits in her office because people would turn a paperclip around backwards. Remember, she liked the paperclip going with the big side on the front and the little side on the back, and people would sometimes do it the other way. Remember, it just drove her insane. Yeah, she went crazy.
You know what's wrong with her from get-go is that there's no front to a paperclip, and there's no back. There really is no
front. She preferred the bigger side.
No, that's not the front or the back. That's just the way she puts them on there. It's like other people are wrong. It's like people are putting their left shoe on their right foot. There's no set way to put a paperclip on a piece of paper.
I support her, and I want to support you too. You can give us a call right now. We want to hear your stories of what they call minutia, what I call the most important decisions a man will ever make. 1-800-520-1067. Your call is next on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Oh, I'm getting a lot of love from my people, by
the way. Sure you are. Crazy people standing together, one with another.
Dear Kevin and Bean, Laura writes in, I also hate black ink. I almost didn't get my passport. Would have missed my family vacation because the form I had already filled out was in blue ink and I did not want to rewrite it in black. At work, if I don't have my blue pen, I might as well just go home because no work gets done that day.
Wow.
Greg writes in, dear Kevin and Bean, I was filling out my Washington State ballot last night and I noticed the black ink requirement and I honestly thought, Bean isn't going to like that.
Well, you know me nice. Well, Greg, because I did wig out. Now we're taking your calls here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Really quickly, the purpose of ink is to put word to paper, right? It's just to convey information from your hand to a piece of paper.
Right.
Yes.
Either color accomplishes that act equally well.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
So what's the hang up? What's the stall? What's the problem, Bean? What does black have all over blue?
I can't explain it. There's something icky about it. You know how there are some taste sensations that just wig you out? That's what black ink does to me. It's like, for me, like, I hate tomatoes so much. It's like the feeling of putting a tomato in my mouth using a black ink pen.
But blue and black, blue is usually pretty dark. It's not all that different. It's not like it's black and white.
Yeah.
Where it's the opposite.
It's not like the taste of an apple or the taste of vinegar.
Right.
Which are obviously
it's almost
different
identical.
Tastes.
Let's talk to Lindsay on line 3 to get us going here. 1-800-520-106. I've got some great calls with people calling in with their issues. Lindsay, thanks for calling. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hi.
I can't eat with metal.
You can't eat with metal?
Right.
You mean like the material that most knives and forks are made out of? You can't eat with that?
No, only plastic.
Only plastic? Oh, you're a princess. You're a gem.
So what do you use at home? Do you just have plastic utensils?
Plastic everywhere.
What do you do when you go to a restaurant or a friend's house?
Plastic.
You really?
A
friend's house for dinner?
Yeah, especially a restaurant.
You're a classy lady.
What do you think that is? Is it about the way the metal feels on your teeth?
Yes, that's exactly it.
You know what I don't do? Metal. Chew on the metal.
You know what I don't do is scrape a fork against my teeth. I use my lips like a human being. What do you eat, like a chimpanzee?
I'm with Lindsay.
Of course you
are. I think, look, if that's what makes her happy, let her do it.
She's a good time at Mastro's Steakhouse eating with her spork.
Let's go to
I hope you're lonely. I hope you die alone.
Hey, why the hate?
She's already got two
strikes against her.
I don't like these people.
These people,
I don't like them.
Let's go to Brian on line 6. Brian has a particular problem that's really been bugging him. Brian, share with us. What's happening, Zen?
Hey, good morning, guys. Lisa May. For whatever reason, little sticky pieces of paper, especially Band-Aids, I could be bleeding profusely, and I will not use a bandage. I will actually take tissue and hold it there as long as it takes.
How about like a Post-it note? What about a Post-it note? What does that do for you?
I refuse to use Post-it notes. In fact, everybody at work teases me because I don't have them on my desk, and they often put them on my monitor just to mess with me.
I would do that every day of life.
Them. Yeah.
What do you think that's about?
I don't know if it's some neurophobia. You know, people say, what are you, claustrophobic? You know, I don't get it. I can't explain it. I've been like this since I was a kid.
Okay. Thanks for the call.
Are you going to get covered in Band-Aids? I hope you die alone too, sir.
We've got some amazing calls, by the way. Christina, real quick, line 2. Let's go to Christina. Hi, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. I cannot drink milk out of anything plastic.
Oh, wait, only milk or any? What about water?
It's just milk. Water's good. Soda, it's just milk.
It's the combination of milk and plastic.
Milk and any plastic cup. It can only be out of glass or ceramic.
Do you understand the insanity that you are saying right now?
I absolutely am 100% insane, but
okay.
I don't
care. Can you pour milk out of a plastic jug into a glass cup?
Good point.
Yes.
Oh, okay. You know? Then you're crazy. Go kill yourself.
Thank you.
I don't think the answer is anyone has to kill themselves.
Yes, it is. We need to thin the herd because these people are weakening the gene pool.
Give me Karina. Give me some Karina on line four. I think her you're going to love. Hi, Karina. Welcome to the Kevin DeBean Show. What's your issue?
Hi, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hi there.
I cannot stand it when someone doesn't highlight the complete word.
Oh, like, sweet heaven.
Wait, so if I highlight every letter except for the first letter, that drives you crazy?
No, if it's highlighted like crooked, I will go over it and fix it and highlight the complete word.
Oh, man.
She's got a system, guys. Don't mock her.
And if it makes you feel better, I do not like black pen. But when I got into nursing school, I was forced to use a black pen, and I hated it every single day.
Yeah, because it's terrorist. Yeah, that's what that is.
I just would have chosen a new career.
No, what's more terrifying is that you're a nurse. You're supposed to help people.
Thank you, Karina.
And you're crazy.
Let's do one more. How about Crystal on line eight? Crystal, you'll have the final word on this on the Kevin DeBean Show.
Oh, my God. Barbie dolls? I will throw up if there's a Barbie doll anywhere near me while I'm eating.
There's a... Wait.
How did you even discover this? That problem?
Yeah.
I have had that problem since I was... And I've played with Barbies my whole entire life, but if somebody sits a Barbie doll down, like at my friend's house, and her little kid sits a Barbie doll next to me while I'm eating, uh-huh. I will have to get up and go in the bathroom and throw up. I cannot look at a Barbie doll. I can't even watch Barbie commercials while I'm eating.
Only while you're eating, though. You can play with them apart from food.
I can exactly. I can play with them and I can look at them apart from food. But if there is one sitting next to me while I'm eating,
is that
I'm
because
done for.
I'm just guessing here, amateur, armchair psychiatrist? Is it because Barbie is so thin and you look at her and you go, "Oh, now I'm eating and I don't look like her"?
If only I were that vain. No,
that's not it.
Is it? Hey, I have a guess. Is it that you're crazy?
Oh. It could be a little bit of that. Could be.
How are you able to mow the lawn if there's a clown nearby?
Oh, yeah, I can do that. With
She's good.
Yeah,
you can do. Okay,
this must ruin your picnics at Toys R Us.
I could.
Oh, you're bringing the crazy extra hard today, huh?
All right, Beans
You've got
people.
The easiest problem in the world to solve. You can't have Barbies around you while you eat.
What should she do, Ralph? Do you have any suggestions?
Oh, I would say don't eat around Barbies.
I thought it would be kill yourself.
It's going to smell pretty in here in about 10 minutes. Beautiful actress Adelaide Clemens joins us from the film Silent Hill, opening up everywhere tomorrow, so that should be fun. Ralph is here now. Time for the Showbiz Beat, 7:55.
Really quick to revisit our last topic. Bean, besides not being able to use black ink,
right.
Also was complaining, we mentioned yesterday, that he was furious that they didn't have the Taylor Swift T-shirts to commemorate the release of her new CD at Walgreens in Andre the Giant size. That
in
Bean
human
wears.
Sizes.
Anything larger than an adult medium.
Medium was there. That was the top of the line. Because, you know, children are buying this stuff.
Yes.
Not for creepy dudes like Bean.
That's correct.
This was sent to us from one of our listeners. Please inform Bean that we do carry XL Taylor Swift T-shirts.
What?
From Walgreens.
Really?
This item is kept behind the counter, much like spray paint at a hardware store. All Bean has to do is pre-register as a sex offender, and he will be given the extra-large Taylor Swift T-shirt and an ankle bracelet that
How
he must wear at all
you.
Times.
How dare
This offer
you.
Is also good for our Justin Bieber T-shirt. Sincerely, Walgreens, they write.
See,
so
I was
there you
excited
go.
For a minute there.
Just want to let you know, Bean, that it is available. You just have
That's
to...
That's good information, Bean.
Just
you're
jump
just clouded. He had me excited.
What if you had to fill out an application to get an extra large Taylor Swift T-shirt, but he had to do it in black ink?
I'd collapse. I'd just melt.
All right, let's talk about showbiz news. This is awesome. Kim Kardashian celebrated porn star Kim Kardashian celebrated her 32nd birthday with her boyfriend Kanye West when he whisked her to Italy. She was loving the attention. In fact, she wore this white lacy dress that could have easily passed for a bridal gown, causing everyone to speculate, ooh, when are those two going to get married?
Sure.
Family saying that Kanye could propose at any time. The only problem? Chris Humphries still won't grant her a divorce. Which makes...
What?
You know, they're not divorced.
Oh.
Chris Humphries.
Oh, I see.
Her husband refuses to grant her the divorce, which I just think is funnier and funnier as each day goes by. If I was Chris Humphries, I would never sign those papers. I would just drag this out for as long as possible to make her life a living hell.
Hey, it's a good strategy. I mean, he should say, look, for every week that you don't give me the amount of money I want, I'm going to add another $1 million to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Make some money there, Humphries. TV news. CBS has picked up a new series. You know, they're CBS's Undercover Boss?
Yes.
Yes.
Wildly
very popular.
Popular.
Very popular.
Huge hit, Undercover Boss. Every week, you go and follow the boss, who pretends to be a regular working stiff, and he gets deep inside his organization, and he learns an important lesson about love and life.
Right. It's a good show. So,
they are spinning off a new show from that called Be the Boss.
Where workers get to be the boss for a day.
Workers will vie for what they think is a promotion, but the person who wins will actually win the key to a franchise or branch of their own.
Wow.
So let's say you work for, I don't know, Molly Subway. Maid or The Melting Pot or Auntie Anne's Pretzels or Complete Nutrition. You enter this contest and you think you're getting a promotion, but instead they give you your own franchise. You get to be your own boss and you move
nice.
On. Nice. How about that? Be the boss. Anyone? Anyone?
It's nice for that person. I don't know how exciting that is for television.
Yeah, I don't either. We'll have to wait and see. More TV news. Jesse James is back. Discovery Cable Network has picked up his new series, Jesse James Outlaw Garage.
His garage is outlaw?
Yes.
That's weird.
His garage goes around beating people up and stealing money. They aired a pilot last April, and the ratings were good enough to roll out a series beginning Monday, November the 5th. So Jesse returning to television. He did Monster Garage for 4 years, which ended in 2006. It's been off the air since 2006.
No kidding.
Can you believe that?
No.
He's been laying pretty low since his scandal and whatnot.
So he's back on TV, which is good news. And Fox has picked up X Factor for a third season. That should make Britney Spears and Demi Lovato happy, as well as Khloe Kardashian and Mario Lopez, since they've just been named the host of the show. Have they hosted an episode yet? Have we seen anything
so.
Of them?
I don't believe so.
I'm looking forward to that. That should be a good time. And in movie news... This is really cool. You guys play Assassin's Creed? You play the game Assassin's
Sometimes,
Creed?
Sometimes, yeah.
They're making a feature film out of it.
Love it.
Which, really, I'm not a big fan of turning video games into movies necessarily. Some lend themselves to it. Some don't. Assassin's Creed.
I would say it would, yeah.
I absolutely say it would. Especially when you hear Michael Fassbender
play
the lead in the film. Oh. So that's very exciting news. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Pele is 71 years old today. Pele, 71. 71, still playing more soccer than David Beckham.
He's not actually.
Oh, my ankle hurts. I'll just sit here for a while. I'm good. No, that's fine. Can someone get me an Arnold Palmer, please? I'm very thirsty.
Dwight Yoakam's 56 years old. Ang Lee, the director from Brokeback Mountain and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, is 58 years old. Nancy Grace turns 54. Sam Raimi. Who brought the Spider-Man movies, 53 years old. Let's not forget Evil Dead, too.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Robert Trujillo, Metallica's 48 years old. Cat Deeley, host of So You Think You Can Dance, is 36. Ryan Reynolds celebrates his 36th birthday as well, as does my buddy John Huertas from Joe Schmo 2, but most people know him as Javi on Castle, one of my favorite television programs. He celebrates his 36th birthday today. Jessica Stroop is 26. And we're not young. He's 50.
Don't want to be a Canadian idiot. Don't want to be some bear swill and hockey nuts.
Al, greatest human on earth ever, you mean?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Best person in the world ever?
All right, Sherby.
See what he did there? He took American Idiot, and then he took things that Canadians are known for.
That's what he does.
Put those in the song. I can see why that would make someone the greatest human being ever when you take hilarious comedy lyrics and plug them into pre-existing songs. I can see why that would put him above Mother Teresa or Gandhi.
He who is tired of Weird Al is tired of life.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
All right, places, everyone. Her first ever radio interview, the star of Silent Hill 3D, Revelation. What the hell is it called?
Revelation.
Apparently, you're already better at this job than I am, and I've been doing it for years. Adelaide Clemens joins us in studio here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I could have gotten the title of the movie right. I guess that would have been a better start. Adelaide, welcome. How are you, my dear?
Thank you. I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very good.
Before we talk about the movie, let's talk about Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, because right as the song was ending there, Beer Mug brought up that he had been to the maze, the Silent Hill maze, which is very popular down there this year.
Yeah.
You also had some experience with the maze. Tell us about that.
I did. I had no idea what I was getting myself into, and kind of thought it'd be, you know, a walk in the park, because I did work on Silent Hill for 4 months.
Of course.
And lived and breathed it. But no, I went through with live cameras filming,
mm-hmm.
a woman who I had to show around the maze, and And I had to stop halfway and just said, listen, this is too much. I can't go any further.
You had to quit halfway through.
Yeah, I was just like, I'm just not made up.
But even, I mean, you made a horror movie, so you know that it's fake.
I know, and I knew the characters. That's the sad thing. It's like I should have just felt like I was, you know, rejoining my friends or something. But no, I was petrified, completely petrified. I couldn't breathe.
That's hilarious.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because you didn't have the knowledge of what was coming like you did with the movie.
Yeah,
you could read the whole script for the movie. Yeah. For this, they would just throw stuff at you.
Big-headed and thought I could, you know, I could stifle it.
So. Yeah,
sure. Silent Hill Revelation, it's your first horror movie. What kinds of things would you say? How would you characterize your career before this movie in terms of the types of roles you were doing?
I was doing a lot of kind of independent film, mainly.
A lot of talking.
Yeah, a lot of talking, a lot of... not as much running, screaming, jumping kind of thing. But, yeah, I mean, my characters have been all over the place, kind of.
Right. What attracted you to this one, Silent Hill?
Actually, I was approached by the producer.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. I was at Sundance Film Festival, and this little French man kind of barreled across the street and was like, I want you in my film. And I was like, yeah, I've heard that before.
Right. You immediately discount that guy.
Yeah, and then he kind of followed me around the festival.
Then you called the police.
Yeah. Well, my mom was with me.
Okay.
You know, she's armor enough.
She'll take him down?
No, she actually just had a great time. They just kind of wandered off together. But
he's your new father now. Now you call that little French man daddy.
He was the producer, and then, yeah, he kind of mentioned.
So he said, hey, come audition, or just, hey, I want to sign here. You're the star of Silent Hill.
So the film is based on a video game, Silent Hill Revelation 3D, and the character that I'm playing is Heather Mason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I just happened to kind of have a bit of a resemblance to her. You know, I think it's blonde.
Oh, how about
hair,
you looked the part, you know? And so he said.
And yeah, and so I don't think he even knew that I was an actor, you know, at the time.
Really?
But it was just like, you look like Heather. You have to play Heather. And I was like, all right. And he's like, what do you do? I'm like, I play and pretend for a living. And he's like, you know, well, what films have you been? And we were at the premiere of the film that I was at.
Right. This one?
Anyway, this is one of the strangest stories.
Convoluted story.
Strange,
but,
though.
I'm good at that.
How many other girls did he have that same conversation with that night?
Yeah, that's the...
Yeah. And none of them would go home with him. So that was the difference.
I didn't go home with him.
Well, you know what I mean. I mean, agree to meet with him another time.
Her mom did.
I would never do that.
Her mom went home with him.
It's tough. This is a great time of year, obviously, for the scary movies because of the Halloween season. But every week there's a new one opening up. It's a very short window to catch people's attention. But Silent Hill does have kind of a built-in fan base because of the other movies and because of the video game and whatnot. Mm. So I think you are going to break through. Is there anything in this film that you can describe without giving anything away that is super scary or a scene that you love that you can't wait for people to see on the big screen?
Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God. There are so many. I mean, there's, you know, giant lobotomy monsters that I'm a huge fan of. I mean, there's, like, Red Pyramid. I don't know.
Let's talk about the giant lobotomy monster.
Well, the giant lobotomy monster, I'm just really excited to see that film because I had such a strange experience actually shooting that scene because it was... I mean, all the monsters on this film are not CGI. Well, there's only one that's CGI, so most of them were kind of, men in rubber suits. And,
old school.
Old school, but kind of really effective with 3D, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, this guy in particular was this amazing, like, actor, like, kind of contortionist guy. I mean, probably 6'8", wearing this crazy mask. Just imagine a guy that's had, like, a series of lobotomies to your head. It's
right,
a wonderful
sure.
thing to picture at this hour.
I can imagine that myself.
But and then I had to have a fight sequence with him.
Uh huh.
And
how tall are you?
I'm 5'8".
5'8".
Yeah.
All right. 6'8".
Yeah. 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 So he's
got a little reach on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have this fight sequence, and it was just so disgusting. It was the one. I mean, at that point, I was like, you know, I was pretty resilient to gore and, you know, and body parts, etc. And anyway, so we do this final thing, and I couldn't, I just kept closing my eyes when I get to the final kind of, you know, step in the sequence.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is I have to shoot him in the face.
Right.
And so the director, Michael, was just like screaming off camera because I just kept
closing
everyone
your
down.
Eyes.
He's like, just shoot him in the face. I'm like, I don't, but he doesn't have a face. It was just like.
That's a weird conversation to have.
Yeah, you know, it's just a day in the life.
You go home and go, that's what I do for a living, is pretend to shoot this man in a rubber suit in the face. Adelaide Clemens is here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about her new film called Silent Hill Revelation that opens up everywhere on Friday. And by the way, we're going to come back in a moment and talk some more with you, Adelaide. But what a cast for you know, your Halloween horror movie to have. Rhoda Mitchell, who's great. Sean Bean is great. Carrie Ann Moss, Malcolm McDowell, Martin Donovan. I mean, this is a tremendous cast for this film.
Yeah, no, they were all extraordinary.
Good time. Silent Hill Revelation, it's called. We'll be right back after this on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Actress Adelaide Clemens in studio with us right now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Her film is called Silent Hill Revelation. It's opening up everywhere on Friday. Do you get tired of us Americans always asking you Australia questions, Adelaide?
No, I love it.
Good. Because I thought that might get old, but we're just so excited whenever we have someone in from Australia because it's that, you know, it's number one on the list of places that Americans want to go. None of us have ever been there, so we're always excited to hear about it.
Yes, I do ride a kangaroo to school.
Sweet. you've got this Silent Hill opening up on Friday, but I understand you have a couple of other things that are already filmed that we haven't seen yet, one of which is getting a tremendous amount of talk, and that is The Great Gatsby. You're in that movie.
Yeah.
That's like already the movie that everyone is looking forward to for 2013. That's the Baz Luhrmann remake of the movie based on the classic book. Tell me about working for Baz, fellow Australian Baz Luhrmann.
Well, you know, I have to say I was pinching myself most of the time because my all-time favorite film is Romeo and Juliet. It's kind of the epitome of the perfect film to me. So it was extraordinary. I mean, Baz his eye for detail. He just like fills up an entire studio lot with, you know, enthusiasm, and you know, I think
he's one of those guys that has his own vision and really it's unique and he follows it. And there's no one that makes stuff like
absolutely,
him.
Absolutely. You know,
so when you're an actress and you're getting into the business, I mean, the goal then is to, hey, I want to be in a Baz Luhrmann movie, right? Because you love Romeo and Juliet so much.
Well, you know, that was kind of like a pipe dream for me, but yeah, I mean, you know, Baz Luhrmann's it for me, so it was extraordinary.
You're Isla Fisher's sister in the film. Now, you have scenes with everybody, with Leonardo and Tobey Maguire and the whole deal?
Not Leonardo, but I did work closely with Tobey Maguire, Isla Fisher, Joel Edgerton,
Oh, I can't wait for that movie so much. And the other one I wanted to ask you about is this. Tell me about the movie that you filmed with Keanu Reeves. I don't know very much about that one, except that doesn't even seem to have a release date yet, right?
Yeah. It's a small independent film called Generation and I shot it like two years ago. But yeah, about kind of a strange mismatched family of sorts, just three kind of delinquents together.
It's got to be a little weird, though, to work that way, to work on something 3 years ago and know that it's kind of in somebody else's hands and you don't know what's going to happen to it. And
yeah, it's strange. I'm, you know, it's funny with independent film, I find, I don't know. It's also funny as an actor because you kind of start off in theater and you're like used to hearing that, like some kind of an applause, and
right.
Then you make a film and you're like, no. And I just have to keep calling home being like, no, I promise I did work. I'm not making it up.
Okay, it's not out yet, but.
And you play a sociopathic prostitute in that film?
She just smiled. Good times. She just smiled when you said that. That was an odd response.
Well, you know.
Look, I'm not hating on that idea.
My head doesn't want to go there at this hour.
No, I understand.
Oh, Mia.
That was a role you've left that one behind.
Yes.
Understood. Tell me about working with Keanu. He's a guy who's so off the radar that we forget that he's still in movies.
Oh. Keanu's amazing. He's extraordinary. He's so generous and so humble. I mean, you kind of, you know, half the time you're just like, you were in the, you know, Matrix.
Right.
You can stand on this pedestal. So. he's just amazing and he kind of poured himself into this role. And what I love is that, you know, he can do something like The Matrix and then go on to a tiny independent film where, you know, I personally was like sleeping on the producer's couch.
Was he sleeping on the chair, the ottoman as well?
Well, no, but, no. You know, I was.
Okay. Adelaide just seems nice. Like, she would never say anything bad about these people anyway, would she?
No. She wouldn't.
Oh, she's thinking about it.
Well, let me see.
What do you think?
Now, she seems like a nice lady.
Now, you're not a fan of the scary movie.
No.
Much at all.
No.
It's weird that you would be in one.
Well, no, but I'm kind of the perfect, you know, casting for these films because they just throw me in the middle of them and I squeal very, very genuinely. So,
and that's what they're looking for.
Yes.
Well, this looks really scary and really good.
It is.
It does. It is. The weekend before Halloween, that's when you want to go see Silent Hill. Silent Hill Movie is where they are on Twitter. SilentHill3D.com is the website, and Silent Hill Revelation is the name of the film. I like that all three of those are different. That's great marketing right there. Natalie Clements is the star of the movie opening up. And don't miss Universal Studios Halloween Horror Nights, select nights through Halloween. You can buy those tickets, including the Silent Hill maze, at HalloweenHorrorNights.com. So, Adelaide, your first ever radio interview behind you. How do you feel?
Yeah.
You okay?
Thank you. No,
never do it again, will you?
Absolute joy. Thank you so much, Kevin.
Thank you. That's a good song right there. Hey, there are lots of reasons for you to stop by KROQ.com, particularly today. You can sign up to play poker with you, Kevin, and Ralph at San Manuel.
Correct.
By the way, same place that the Imagine Dragons are going to be playing. You can also stream the new album from Shiny Toy Guns. Their album is in stores today. You can hear that for free at KROQ.com. Watch all of the Killers live on Letterman Performance. That's almost an hour of live Killers music. The new Black Keys video is up there. And Psycho Mike has written a letter to the KROQ family, to you, the Kevin and Bean fans, on KROQ.com this morning. We'll talk to Mike about what's important to him, why today is a significant day. We've got Mike coming up on the show in about 30 minutes or so.
106.7 KROQ is KROQ, and this is the Kevin and Bean Show at 8:52.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Bring it!
Worst Halloween song ever.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
It's like a warm hug.
Ghostly things are gonna happen.
No!
Ooh-wah, ooh-wah, Halloween spooks.
Sing along.
Outside my window.
No way.
Halloween spooks. Behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And that's Halloween spooks. Outside my window pane.
I think, for me, this is the offensive part.
Blah, blah.
It's not the singing part that bugs me so much. It's these parts.
It's just
fire bad.
trying to be scary.
Listen to the children of the night. What sweet music they make. Blah.
Ralph does all the Universal monsters
this
during
part,
the middle of Halloween.
This part right here.
Awesome.
You tell me you like this.
Oh.
Liar.
Song.
You are a liar. I don't know what hand signals you're giving me, but they're not real.
He's
come on, that's
a place
annoying,
to sit,
Kevin. That is annoying.
Come on,
dig it the most, man. Now they're just gargling.
They're being spooks.
Gargling
spooks.
We don't usually get this deep into
gargling
the song.
Gargling human blood.
I haven't heard this part in a while. It is Yoko-esque.
All right, mash up,
big finish.
Come on.
Yeah.
Outside my window. Halloween spooks behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween spooks outside my window.
I don't know that we need.
All right, now you're just ruining
oh,
it.
Yeah,
too much
I'm ruining
yoke.
It.
Now you're
I'm
ruining
the gargling
now
song.
Now you're pooping all over the holiday.
Oh, my God.
That did feel good, Ralph. You're right. You're right to call me on that because it's not Halloween until you've heard Halloween spooks.
Oh, it makes me want to get out my fun size candy bars and and put the lights up and just get ready for the holiday. Now I'm in the spirit.
Now you're ready.
Yes, thank you.
8:54, we'll talk to Psycho Mike about something that's going on in his life coming up after the top of the hour. First, there's time for the Showbiz Beat.
I may cover that on my album. That song, I love that so much.
Yeah.
I may be able to.
You making an album?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Standards.
Standards?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Good.
Maybe just all Halloween standards.
So a couple songs?
Maybe a little late to work on my Halloween album for this year. But next year, I'll be rolling in the chips, Daddy-O. You dig? Scooby-Bee-Bop.
Sure.
God, I hate that song.
Someone did ask me to sing an entire the songs of Tom Jones in the voice of Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Okay.
It's become a running theme on my Hollywood Babylon show.
You take requests.
I don't know if there's a big market for that, but look, I know I could sell one of them to the guy who keeps writing in saying, hey, could you sing What's New Pussycat as Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I'd buy that.
What's New Pussycat?
Speaking of Hollywood Babylon, Hollywood Babylon returns to the John Lovitz Podcast Theater and Comedy Club this weekend up on City Walk, 8 p.m. on Saturday night. We're doing Hollywood Babylon, me and Kevin Smith, so please come join us. You can go to thelovitz.com for more details and to buy your tickets. And then at 10 p.m., we're doing Comic-Con Theater, which we take one of the comic books that Kevin Smith has written, and I perform them live on stage in the voices of your favorite people. So it can be very entertaining. More details at thelovitz.com. Looks like Pamela Anderson's days on Dancing with the Stars are over.
Oh, I hate to see that.
But she is not done with badly thought-out reality shows yet.
Now what?
She is in talks with producers of the British show Dancing on Ice to star on that show. Strapping on the skates. Taking off the high heels, putting on the skates.
No way. No way.
Pam Anderson, Dancing on Ice in the UK.
Love it.
She could just go from reality show to reality show for the rest of her life. That's how she could make a living. That's how I think she is making a living, quite frankly.
Bravo. Bravo.
You want to bring the NHL back?
Yes.
Get Pam Anderson on skates out there. That's what I'm saying. Make her the center for the Kings. Awesome.
That would help.
More TV news. Looks like the CW has picked up a full season of Arrow.
That's a great show.
I'm enjoying Arrow very much. And, you know, I'm hard to please when it comes to the comic book movies.
I'm not.
And TV shows and stuff. But it's real entertaining, and I think they're doing a good job with it, so I was glad to hear that. Two other CW shows, Beauty and the Beast and Emily Owens, M.D., have gotten additional orders for episodes as well.
Emily Owens, M.D.
Emily Owens, M.D.
That does not exist.
It's Mamie Gummer.
That's not Mamie Gummer.
It
That's
is
not
Mamie
a person either.
Mamie Gummer,
everything you're saying is a lie.
Mamie Gummer is real and she's awesome.
Okay, first of all, there's no show called OSIT. And second of all, there's certainly no show called Emily Owens, M.D.
There is Emily Owens, M.D.
We would have heard of it.
And Mamie Gummer is one of my favorite young actors.
I have a TV. I would know about it if it were on. It's not.
I'll have you know, Mr. Smarty Pants, that Mamie Gummer is the daughter of Meryl Streep. So there's some genetics there in terms of acting
denying,
ability.
Look, I'm not denying that Meryl Streep has a daughter. That's not my point. My point
she
is
should
there's
go
no
with Streep
show.
Instead of Gummer.
Her dad's name is Gummer.
Right, but for a woman?
How dare you, sir.
I'm just saying. I'm not sure that's
I don't like the way your mind works one little
what
bit.
What if your name was Asshore?
Emily Owens, M.D.
She's a doctor.
I bet Lisa
right
hasn't
there in
even
the
seen
title.
That show.
Lisa took Let's the day her. Off so she could stay home and watch an Emily Owens MD marathon.
There's no marathon because there's no
That's
show.
On this morning. She didn't
I want
to miss
Lisa's
it.
I want Lisa's cell phone number. Let's call her right now in Mexico and find out if she's seen this show or not.
We're not going to reach her.
We're not.
Lindsay Lohan wants a restraining order against her father, Michael.
What a
That's
surprise.
How ticked off she is. That he showed up at her house along with the rest of her cronies and tried to slap an old intervention on her.
But we talked to Dax from TMZ, and he said Dad showed up by himself, and then the rest of the team was going to show up later. So come on with that, Michael Lohan, you dick.
But don't you think, here's the thing, don't you think, regardless of whatever his intentions may have been, that an intervention was and is in order, and so
yes.
the ends may have justified the
no.
means?
I think if he wanted her to take it seriously, he would stay out of it. He would have organized all of her management and everybody else that they say were on board. They would have all gone.
The people she's receptive to are the ones who should have told her, you need to go to intervention.
He's like pouring gasoline on a fire. If he really wanted that to be accomplished, he needs to stay away.
I think regardless of what a douchebag he may be, that it's very possible he has some genuine love and concern for his daughter.
And as so, he should understand that his being there ruined it.
Why do you hate fathers and daughters?
I don't.
Kevin? Why?
She hates him. We know that.
She called him and said, "Mommy's beating me up in the back of the limo."
Right, and then he put out the tape, and then she
so
said,
which, "But she keeps going back to mommy. She mommy cut her with diamonds,
diamonds,
diamond cuts."
Diamonds in the back of a limo. Diamonds. All right, let's talk about today's celebrity birthdays. Jessica Kevin disappeared. Where'd Kevin go? Jessica Stroop from 90210. And the biggest grossing R-rated comedy of all time, Ted. She is 26 years old today. Ryan Reynolds turns 36, as does Kat Dealey. Robert Trujillo of Metallica is 48. Sam Raimi is 53. Nancy Grace turns 54. Dwight Yoakam's 56. Ang Lee, the director who brought you Brokeback Mountain, is 58. Pele, the soccer legend, is 71. My buddy Johnny Huertas from Castle, and more importantly, Joe Schmo, too. He is 36 years old today. And we're done.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started.
Eat here.
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Eat here.
Greatest polka star of all time.
Well, that's a pretty small
category.
Don't
I have to actually say the name before you can play the
you
song?
You said...
All right. No one knows who that is, so you can't really play music after that.
All right. Just saying. Diamond. Whose birthday is it?
It's Weird Al Yankovic's birthday.
Now a woman on a speaker box is saying, can I take your order, please?
I said, yes, indeed, you certainly can. We'd like two hamburgers with onions and cheese.
Then my wife says, baby, hold on, I've changed my mind. To have a chicken sandwich instead this time.
Come on, who's better than Weird Al?
Trapped in the drive-thru. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Are they getting us a psycho mic? We can have him on the line here in a second.
We got him. Yeah.
Okay, cool. If you go to KROQ.com, you'll see an open letter to my KROQ family from our old friend Mike Catherwood, who joins us on the phone. It has the worst headline in the history of the website. I tip my teacup to you. What is it, Downton Abbey time? What's going on here, Mike?
You see what I did? Because they say people who don't drink alcohol are teetotalers. And I'm tipping my my cup to you, and
wow.
Then I work both in.
Is that? Have you decided on that completely, or?
I'm not fully committed to it, but it hasn't gone. It hasn't gone online yet, has it?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, yeah. I'm afraid so.
Oh, wait, you mean that's up?
Yeah,
that's
up. It's up.
Oh. Yeah. Well, I'll live with it. I'll live with it.
Why is your phone so horrible, Michael?
Do you need me to move to a different spot?
No, it's just a weak phone.
It's just horrible. It just sounds bad. The reason, Mike, of course, the co-host of Love Line with Dr. Drew 5 nights a week here on KROQ, and of course, for many years was behind the scenes here on the Kevin Bean Show as well. But you put a letter up today at KROQ.com specifically because today is an important day in your life. Tell us why, please.
Yeah, today I am I'm 10 years sober, and I didn't necessarily put that letter up as a way of kind of gaining attention or getting gaining accolade for that.
No, because you would have put a good title if you wanted that.
That's a good point, Kevin. That's a good point. But more so to kind of, I mean, the basis is essentially I look back on it, a decade of my life of being sober, and it kind of blew me away. I don't get reflective about my anniversaries in recovery, except for this one seemed oddly important to me, and it made me start thinking, having thoughts and having feelings that I never really had before. And one of the things I really wanted to express to the listeners, and more importantly to you guys in particular, is that I don't think I could have accomplished it without you guys. And I've always appreciated silently the support and the comfort that you guys have given me. But I just wanted to write that letter as a way of making that public, making that be known.
Do you remember when your band was playing and I showed up with the King of Mexico and we soaked the newspaper in alcohol and I threw it and it hit you in the mouth?
Well, I mean, if you're gonna rank things that are probably dangerous for someone who's in recovery, I would think that a big towel soaked with vodka to the face is probably right up there.
So you're saying I helped?
I'm saying you helped.
Wow.
I helped a lot.
So how does it work? I don't know very much about the AA, Mike. You say you don't focus much on anniversaries. Is that because the mindset is not the big picture, my whole life I'm never going to drink or use again? I just have to get through today. You're just concentrating on literally on one day at a time.
That's exactly right. I mean, and I don't want to talk too much about the ins and outs of it because, you know, it does have anonymous attached to it right there in the title.
Sure.
But you're exactly right, Bean. I was looking at 10 years alone, and I can't believe I accomplished that. And even just a year ago, if I were to think, can I make it another year, it might have seemed overwhelming, even insurmountable. But if you just focus on making it through 24 hours, you can kind of compile that amount of time.
Does that ever go away? I mean, if you're sober 40 years, will you still have a struggle to not drink or use?
Without question. And the second that I forget that is when I'm really in trouble. And that's another big important part of the program, is constantly reminding yourself that there is no ability to get lethargic. There is no ability to get kind of too comfortable with your sobriety, whether you have 20 days or 20 years. I know plenty of people that are dead from the disease who had over 30 years of sobriety. And they
That's unbelievable.
Like that.
Wow. Yeah. So there's no point where you go, okay, I've got this. That just doesn't exist.
If at any point you do feel that way, you're in deep trouble.
Wow.
All right, let me ask you this. And again, I don't want you to reveal anything that is meant to be anonymous.
I want names.
Do you? Yeah, name all the people that go to your meeting. Do you have points, Mike, even though it's not a regular part of your life, even though you get up every day and go about your business and have your beautiful girlfriend and your many popular jobs and the adoration of fans, do there still come points where you stop for a second and go, man, I wish I had a drink right now, or I wish I had a drug right now? You still have the physical want as well?
Yeah, I definitely do. I mean, there are urges, and as time's gone on, they've gotten more few and far between. But there is a struggle. I mean, there is still times when it's just so easy to kind of escape, you know, the struggle of daily life, whatever it may be, however grand or small it may be. There's always that temptation to just kind of take the edge off.
I think,
you know, for a normal person, a person who doesn't suffer from the disease, you know, it doesn't make any sense, because we all work hard day in and day out, and it's nice to have that release and the ability to, as a responsible adult, just kick back and have a drink or smoke a joint or whatever it may be.
And relax,
but
yeah.
You have to understand, it's literally like poison for me.
Does it get less every year or no?
It fluctuates. I mean, certainly the frequency of the urges and the white-knuckle feelings are much less for me now than they were, you know, days after being sober.
Bean, but is that the same for you with sex?
I don't know.
Sorry, that was a tangent. I apologize.
This is the voice of our friend Mike Catherwood, co-host of Loveline on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking to him today on the 10-year anniversary of his sobriety. How much of your time now, Mike, do you spend, and how important is it to you to mentor other people who are newer to the program than you are?
I mean, it's crucial. I mean, I try to spend as much time as I can. I'm full bore, like totally on top of it, trying to be as much of service as I can. And other times I have to pull back because I realize I'm not necessarily as strong in my own recovery as I need to be. And, you know, when that's the case, I scale it back and focus more on myself to make sure that I can, you know, subsequently be of better service to other people.
I don't know how you could be any more successful in your recovery, though, if you've been stone cold sober for 10 years. What more could you do that would make it better?
Hey, jinx it, would you?
Honestly, though, you know, you bring up a good point. And like I said, from an outsider's point of view, that may seem reasonable. But you have to understand, not drinking and not using is a very small portion of being truly sober. There are times in the mid part of the last decade, you know, in like around 2005, 2006, where I was very, very much clean and sober as far as not using and not drinking. But I was a dry drunk. I mean, every day was truly miserable for me because I wasn't doing what I needed to do as far as taking personal inventories and really being honest with myself and being active in you know, tending to my disease. Like I said, not drinking is only a very small part of the medicine I have to take to cure this disease.
That's interesting. Wow. Well, it's a lot more work than I guess I realized, and it's certainly not as easy as some people think, which is just don't drink or use. Just flip a switch. It doesn't work that way. It's interesting to hear the struggle. In 10 years, I mean, that is significant, Michael. I mean, you have said to us often before that you would not be alive to see today had you not cleaned up.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, that's for sure. I was that bad. I was bottom of the barrel. But, you know, and all kidding aside, again, the whole purpose of me writing that letter and even being on the phone with you guys right now is that I may not have been alive to see this day if it wasn't for quitting drugs and alcohol, but I certainly wouldn't be 10 years sober and at the point I am as far as happiness if it wasn't for you guys and always being. And I know you guys love to give me crap on the air.
No, but that's ridiculous. You made it in spite of us. You made it in spite. Oh, Mike.
Kevin, you like to put on that front, but off the air, you guys really couldn't be more of a supportive group. And I just wanted, I mean, being sincere, that it's always truly appreciated, whether I like to say it out loud or not.
Well, you're not fun anymore.
And also, I want to say, you guys asked me why my cell phone is so bad. It's because I'm Mexican.
That's right.
I didn't realize that. All right.
You can read Mike's note, which hopefully will be retitled soon. It's currently up as I Tip My Teacup to You, an open letter to my K-Rock family. That's available at krock.com. 10 years sober, Mike. Congratulations, buddy. We're proud of you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much, guys.
Is that it? Is that
I
it?
I think so. It's hard to tell with White.
Is that it?
Jack White, 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Tuesday morning, Ralph is here. Our final look at the showbiz beat here on the Kevin and Bean Show for the day. What you talking about, Ralph?
It is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs and stuff in stores.
Yay!
Here's what you can pick up. Taylor Swift.
That's enough of a nod.
Yeah.
I got mine at Target yesterday with that bonus tracks.
Shut up.
Boner tracks.
See what I did there? How far did you have to drive to get your Target?
Oh, there's one not too far. I mean, it was not out of my way.
You have to take a ferry and then a hovercraft and then a jetpack and
yeah,
a bus,
and then you get a Sherpa, you got to climb a mountain, sure, and you got to wait for the UFO to come and beam you up and take you across the galaxy. But yeah, I got one.
The only guy who spent $73 to get to a store to save a nickel on a CD,
which I could have downloaded on my own laptop for $10.
What's wrong with you?
I don't want to answer that question.
DVDs, Magic Mike. The ladies love the Magic Mike. You know why? Hot dudes taking their clothes off. Who can blame them? If I was a chick, I'd like to see that.
Sure.
I've heard some fellas like that sort of thing, too.
I believe that's true.
I believe you had one on just before talking about sobriety. Have a shot. Lighten up. Jesus Christ.
I don't think it works like that for alcoholics, Ralph.
You know, 10 years. I haven't had a drink. Is that something to be applauded? You haven't had a drink in 10 years? That sounds like hell to me.
Yes, if having a drink leads you to a path that kills you, yes, Ralph. It's what he needs to do.
So you die a good death or you live a horrible life. Those are your options?
I think Mike is very happy with the life he's carved out without drugs and alcohol.
Every day I get up, I want to have a drink.
Just have a freaking drink. Just relax. God.
Oh, that's uptight.
Oh, all these addicts with their, I can't do this, I can't do that. Just do it, man.
I don't think that's the best advice.
That's what that Nike guy said, right?
Yep.
He was good. He knew what he was talking about. Bill Nike? Wasn't the science guy?
Yeah, that was Bill Nike. That's right, yeah. Science guy. You got it all right.
Magic Mike, starring Channing Tatum and Alex Pettyfer and Matthew McConaughey and Matthew Bomer. Matthew Boner. That's what I call him.
Those are just facts you got from the internet.
Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter.
That's a true story.
Yes. Benjamin Walker stars as our 16th president. Seeking a Friend for the End of the World. Steve Carell, Keira Knightley. Looks funny. I wanted to catch that. Didn't have a chance. Now it's on DVD. I love this life. I can just go get a DVD. Tyler Perry's Madea's Witness Protection, starring Tyler Perry.
Pick that one up at the same time.
I have no plans to purchase that. In fact, I heard they had a hard time producing this particular DVD because the movie's so bad it kept sliding off.
Is that right?
It kept sliding off the DVD. They kept finding all this little data on the floor. Wouldn't stick. Take This Waltz. We didn't know anything about this film.
That doesn't exist, that's why.
Apparently it premiered at Sundance, was well-received there at Sundance, and then it went away. But I've heard, rumor has it, Sarah Silverman is butt-ass naked in it.
That's my understanding as well.
So maybe worth a couple bucks down there at your local Blockbuster.
Sure. That's where all the kids are going.
All
the hip kids are going to Blockbuster.
Sure.
There's one, I think, in Kansas. I think there's still one if you want to find it. Crooked Arrow, starring Brandon Routh. Why did I even bother saying that one? Happy Endings, the complete second season TV show on DVD. You can check that out as well. So those are your new purchases. Oh, by the way, big day today if you're a Peter Gabriel fan. I know we got some out there because people were sending me emails saying, well, you didn't mention Peter Gabriel's new box set. Came out today celebrating 25th anniversary of his So album. That was a smash hit. People forget what a big, big star he was. That album in particular. Monster album. It includes a new remaster, remixes, live tracks, two vinyl LPs, a DVD Blu-ray from Peter's 1987 tour that was produced by Martin Scorsese, a lot of stuff. So if you're a fan of Peter Gabriel, it's a good day for you today. Just want to give that a shout out. It's not, at least it's not even here, and I'm about to talk about Broadway.
Well, don't.
But this is cool. They're going to do a musical version of the movie Diner. Familiar with Barry Levinson's Diner?
Sure.
Great film.
Sure.
Despite the fact it starred Steve Guttenberg, it's a great film. Paul Reiser is great in it. A young, handsome, non-surgically altered Mickey Rourke also stars. Great film, and they're making a musical out of it, set to open in the spring. They just announced that, so that's good news. Bad news, Barry Manilow is going to be on Broadway.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Hello. Tell me more.
He's going to do a 17-show run on January the 18th, it starts. Manilow on Broadway, they're calling it. Oh, that's why he's the king.
That's unique.
Because that kind of creativity just keeps on giving. So, Bean, here's another thing that you can talk about and not go see.
I might see that. I might go see that.
We don't have
You're any, not going to go see that.
You have enough things on that list. Like the time you had tickets to the Justin Bieber concert in your hand. And
all
said,
right.
I'm not going to go to that.
I'd like to go see the Barry Manilow on Broadway. You're right. It's possible I may miss it, but it does sound intriguing.
It is possible.
Hey, is that Barry Manilow?
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Not interested.
Bradley Cooper, Zach Galifianakis, and Ed Helms seem to be having good times on the set of The Hangover Part 3 that they're currently filming. They were in Nogales, Arizona. See, I thought Nogales was in New Mexico, but I guess there's one in Arizona.
I think it's on both sides, yeah.
Oh, they're really? It's one of those towns that splits the state line?
I think.
They're filming there, and Zach and Ed had some downtime, so they wanted to have some fun with the crowd who had gathered to watch them film. And apparently the two boys made up a sign that read, Bradley Cooper's phone number is, and then put his real cell phone number on it for the crowd. And quickly, everyone jotted it down, and apparently Bradley was getting calls for the remainder of their time in that particular town.
That's awesome.
Bradley, thank God, has a good sense of humor and held up his own sign afterwards that said, thank you, Nogales. So he had a good time while he was on the set. And Linda Lohan, she is off the hook when it comes to that New York City hit-and-run charge that she had. Remember the story, she was coming home from a nightclub, pulling up to a hotel, and she took a turn in her SUV into a driveway and reportedly clipped the knee of a restaurant worker named Jose Rodriguez, who brought charges against her. Manhattan DA looked at the security footage and said the footage did not hold up, and it did not appear as if Lindsay actually struck him, said there will be no charges, no court date. Lindsay is able to avoid any further prosecution on that event. Oh, I forgot. I got a cool thing here. Let's do that now. I have got tickets, while we're talking about movies, to a special K-Rock advanced screening of a very cool film called Flight.
Yay!
Brought to you from our friends at Paramount Pictures. This looks awesome. Denzel Washington plays an airline pilot who saves an entire flight full of people from crashing, but the ensuing investigation pulls up some troubling and revealing things from his past, and his whole life is put under the microscope. He does not stand up well under the scrutiny that
fascinating
that
story, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it looks like not only great story, but great cast. Denzel, of course, is always good. John Goodman.
Fat.
Stop it. He's one of our finest actors, sir. I will not have you disparage him in that way.
He is one of our finest actors.
Yes, he is.
Fat.
Come, I heard that. Don Cheadle, also in the film. If you'd like to check it out, and why wouldn't you, you can go to our very special advanced K-Rock screening Thursday, November the 1st at the Arclight in Hollywood. For those of you who are not familiar with the Arclight, the Arclight is where it all began for us.
The home of Kevining.
The home of Kevining. It's like Mecca. People show up there now. They don't just go to the movies. They just go to bow. They just drop to their knees and just bow to Kevining. Actually, they don't bow so much as they stand there with their thumbs up in the air and they kind of look off into the distance out of the corner of their eyes and look all weird. Mm-hmm. Why are we dropping Kevining? Let's bring Kevining back a little bit.
Our company is trying to kill it.
You know why Kevining is still sweeping the nation? It's because of the dance hit. It's because of the fact that everyone in the,
I don't think we
in the discotheques.
There's no one going to discotheques
right on their way to Blockbuster.
Next to Blockbuster, there's a big discotheque.
In Kansas?
In Kansas. And everyone there on the dance floor, when this song hits...
We don't have time.
...the speakers, you cannot keep the people off the dance floor. And they're Kevining. But
hey, boys and girls! Have you heard about the new sensation that's sweeping the nation? It's called Kevining! And I'm gonna show you how! Well, first you have to think like a Kevin. Think like IQ minus 11! You're Kevining! You're Kevining! You're Kevining! You're Kevining! Then you have to get a stupid goofy face and make sure you stare into outer space! You're Kevining! You're Kevining! You're Kevining! You're Kevining! Then two thumbs up, and this is no joke! To finish it off, have a stroke!
You're Kevinine. You're Kevinine. You're Kevinine. You're Kevinine.
I just had a stroke. Don't mock me.
Ralph, I don't know if you've heard the King of Mexico had a great idea because, yeah, the submissions are starting to tail off a little bit on the Kevining Gallery at kevinandbean.com. He says, let's put up a new gallery with people Kevining in their Halloween costumes.
Oh, Halloween Kevining.
Which I think would be a lot of fun to see those.
I love it.
Go to kevinandbean.com and see the gallery, see what you have to do then. Send us in your photos of you and your Halloween costumes. We'll put up a whole new gallery in the next week.
I wish we had a time to put together a Kevining calendar.
Yeah, that'd be great.
For 2013, of all the best Kevinings.
Fantastic.
I was talking about the movie Flight, by the way, our special advanced screening.
Yes.
And I don't know if I gave out the phone number or not, so I want to make sure. 1-800-520-1067 in case you would like to win those tickets and you didn't know the number. Odds are you're probably out of luck because there are some people who already know the number. But first
you
person
smell like alcohol.
Who gets through wins that. I just had a person from our own company here come by my desk to say hello, and they said, what are you drinking? What's in that cup?
It's a good question. It's valid.
I think he thought I was boozing.
It's valid.
How dare you,
It's a valid
sir. What are the odds that I would be drinking on the job?
50-50
is fair. I'll
give him the breathalyzer!
Today's celebrity birthdays, Jessica Stroop. You know her from 90210 and the movie Ted. She's 26 years old today. Another gentleman who was in Ted, Ryan Reynolds, celebrates his 36th birthday today. Cat Deeley, also 36. While we're talking about people who turned 36, my buddy John Huertas from Castle. Also from Joe Schmo, too. We worked together on that show many years ago. Super nice guy, very talented, 36 years old today. Robert Trujillo of Metallica is 48. Sam Raimi is 53. Nancy Grace turns 54. Dwight Yoakam's 56. Ang Lee, director who gave us Brokeback Mountain, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and that awful Hulk movie. He is 58 years
New
old.
New Life of Pi, though, looks like it might be.
Yeah, Life of Pi looks good, doesn't it?
It does look good.
It does.
Dude, on a boat with a tiger.
Yeah,
that's not where you want to be.
No,
in a rowboat with a tiger.
No, it's not.
What sequence of events could possibly lead up to that happening to somebody? By the way,
low on the list of where I hope to end up today. I'll tell you that.
I don't think you run into that problem very often. I think you'd be more likely to be eating a meal next to a Barbie doll than you would in a rowboat with a tiger. Pele, the soccer legend, is 71 years old today. And as we've been mentioning, Weird Al Yankovic is 53 years old today.
They see me mowing my front lawn. I know they're all thinking I'm so wide and nerdy. Think I'm just too wide and nerdy.
That, by the way, is Weird Al's all-time biggest hit.
I was just going to say that might be my favorite.
I was just going to say that, too. I think
White Nerdy. His biggest single ever.
But that made me also think of Amish Paradise.
Oh,
which
is another huge hit for
Al. Be my favorite Weird Al ever.
It's hard to pick.
I hate to agree with Bean because he always goes overboard and says how Weird Al is the greatest human being in ever.
Right.
But we've been playing his music all morning to celebrate his birthday, and that guy is awesome. He's really awesome.
I'm with you. He's awesome. Let's temper our it's the best man ever in history ever.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't go that far, but he sure is talented. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Can a hypnotist hypnotize somebody to kill?
Wow.
We're going to address that tomorrow.
Like a great movie.
Let's do that tomorrow.
Beer mug
to kill himself.
Studio.
No, let's hypnotize someone else to kill Beer Mug.
Oh. Yes, that's what I was thinking. Let's do that.
This way, his whoever his family is, you know, they can get the benefits of the insurance policy.
I like it.
Yeah,
that's true. Right. Glenn Kay will be on the program. He has the book Zombie Movies: The Ultimate Guide, and Josh Randall is the creative director behind Blackout Haunted House.
You all right?
Yeah. That's just not what I almost said. And Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and